Just kidding. I'm starting recording now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Pony Sync for today, October 29th, 2019. I think that's the right date. I'm Andrew Turley, and everybody else, say your name.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen. I was waiting for the next person to go, but he didn't. So I'm Sean.
And I'm the next person. I'm Gordon.
Okay. Three of us today here. So let's look at some issues. For those of you who want to follow along at home, the issues are in the sync stream in Zulip. So just going to scroll down, start at the start where we normally do RFCs. Do we have any RFCs? Did RFCs even make on the list? No RFCs.
Yep, none.
Okay, well, that's easy enough then. Cool. Moving on to PRs for Pony C. We've got, 3349. Try building LLVM on GHX, GitHub Actions.
What?
Sorry. GitHub threw up a authentication message, but it was just kidding. Okay, great. All right. Sean, looks like you are, and I saw tweets to this effect, you are trying to build LLVM on GitHub Actions.
Yeah, so 3349 and 3347, I think, are just a general LLVM discussion that we could have broadly because they're connected. If that sounds good for now.
Sure.
Joe basically signed off on the really broad strokes of this in the sync channel. So both of these are related to my trying to get us to be using vendored LLVM to build all of our releases, right? Mm-hmm. And as part of that as well, to being able to build our releases so that we can have a single.tar.gz, which anybody, for example, on a glibc-based Linux would be able to download and use on their computer, right? And so that we don't have to do the different packaging for Fedora, Debian, et cetera, and whatnot. Because as I've discovered as the person who's maintained that over the last few months, it's a pain in the ass. It really sucks in it. And, you know, we don't have that much time for people to devote to working on Pony, and I was spending a good amount of time dealing with that. So as we discussed in a previous syncs, wanted to do away with that. So 3347 was me looking to see, hey, so first of all, there was a PR merged earlier this week. I need to get Theo to actually try out a nightly build now. But if there's an open issue for libt info being problematic for people using the nightly builds, I figured out that that comes from our vendored LLVM, and there is one flag that I can turn off to get rid of that, and that gets taken care of. So that's one less dynamic library where the versions have to match up for the Pony C. There's additionally, what I found is that and this is 3347, there's a glibc library, libgcc, which comes from the GCC compiler when we build these, and standard C++ library, the new standard C++ library, which could also be problematic for some users if they don't match up. But as 3347 shows, we are able to statically link those in without issue, so long as libllvm is then also statically linked into the Pony C library. So there's a little bit of coordination that has to happen for those. in order to make this work. This could be, I suppose, problematic for stuff. But so this is why I asked in the sync channel to get Joe to sign off on basically Sean gets to do whatever he wants to with the vendor to LLVM in order to make it so that we can start building our releases with it. And then we could go back and make it more general. This is the sort of thing for this where in order to make this work right now, really we want to turn off these two things. We want to link these two things statically in this way, and we want to make sure that we're always linking the vendor lib LLVM when we do that in statically into PonyC as well, otherwise crashes will happen. So what I really want to get people to sign off on, and this goes along with some of the stuff that I discovered from doing the GitHub action stuff, is to say, yes, Sean, you can do whatever you need to in order to get us building with a vendored LLVM and being able to release this stuff with the vendored LLVM setup, and then we can go from there to try and make it useful for other possible uses as well. With what Wink did originally, we weren't really sure what we were going to do with this, and every time we build, it builds for not just x86, but it builds for all the platforms. It does the benchmarks in there. It's building WebAssembly support in as well. All stuff that someone theoretically working with LLVM and Pony might need, but not what we actually need. We don't need any of these things for to get the vendored LLVM released. And at least in terms of, if you look at the GH actions, 13349, I turned a bunch of stuff off while trying to get a bunch of stuff that's not needed to do the vendored releases off as part of trying to make the GitHub action stuff go faster. And in the process found that we can actually build using Cirrus CI in about 12 minutes, we can build LLVM over there, which would make doing like all of these vendored builds quite realistic for us to do. It's only 12 minutes to build the whole thing. We can have like from checking out the code to having a Pony binary built, which should be able to be installed on all these machines. It's only 15 minutes using Cirrus. So all of this is a long way of giving some background. You guys can ask any questions, but basically to get you two to sign off like Joe did on Sean can do whatever he wants to with the vendored LLVM stuff to get to this goal. And as we find areas where that's problematic for other use cases that people might come up with, we can address them then.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. If there's anything in my CMake branch that might be useful for you, you could take a look at that, because that's kind of the approach I was taking as well, was linking everything statically.
Yeah, I think basically when I get done doing this, I think we could just pick up the CMake work and go from there, right? Okay. Because there shouldn't be any other touching for the make files for a little bit after I do this, right? And then we can use, because I really don't want to spend a lot of time. This was part of my thinking. I don't want to spend a lot of time making this generic and flexible when I know that we're just going to swap it out for the CMake stuff that you've been doing, which is basically on hold while I muck around with this type of stuff. Right.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Andy.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. I honestly, I'm not sure that I'm really well positioned to have a strong opinion on this, so I'm going to defer to what you think of it.
I didn't think anybody would have a problem with it, but I didn't want to just charge ahead seeing how I figured this out on Sunday without, like, you know, getting some feedback and having people go, yeah, that sounds great on Tuesday. You know, my Monday was busy anyway with work stuff, so... Yeah. All righty. So that's those two.
Okay. Great.
The side effect of this is I don't intend to do this for the release. It's going to happen this coming weekend, but I would imagine from this We will have releases that I want to get people to try out really for real in December, which would be based on all of this. And if those go well with getting feedback, we would turn off all of the distro-specific packaging stuff for Linux ones for the first release of 2020. And once we're there, we could start looking at what does this mean for Windows and Mac OS, where we do some type of build thing for, and we would, I would want to discuss with Gordon, with you. I think you're the best positioned person to discuss what, if anything, we change with the Windows build process. And then we could have a general discussion, all of us, about what we want to do with the Mac OS process, which is, you know, basically just homebrew.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Alrighty. I think the only other PR that has anything on it is 3320. That's the work in progress LLVM 9.0. I know you and I discussed that for a minute, Gordon, but is that something you would just want to fill Andy in on, or I don't know.
Yeah, so we got a patch from M Shockwave, which fixed some runtime issues, and now there's still one test that fails on Linux. Only when it's run in combination with other tests. If you run it by itself, it works fine. So we're still digging into that.
Okay.
Cool. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
On that front, as part of the vendor LLVM thing, for something that I was thinking of, Gordon, do you imagine it would it be valuable to us, perhaps, for me to be also considering and looking at as I put the vendor LLVM stuff together, for a way for us to have some type of either daily or perhaps weekly CI job, which runs against whatever the latest for LLVM is, and rather than waiting for releases, we could try to start, you know, doing like small fixes as they have breakages to go along with it. Do you think that would be a better process for us to trying to keep up with LLVM's changes, or no?
Maybe. I mean, I usually just build LLVM in debug mode on my own machine so I can track down things. So yeah, I don't know if other people would have more use for that kind of thing.
Okay.
Don't make more work for yourself.
I will not make more work for myself right now. But it was something that I thought of in passing the other day, and I was like, I should ask Gordon, see what he thinks. Good. Okay.
Okay. Cool. So issues for Pony C, we've got 3344, twin bugs when calling iter tools, iterfold cause compiler to not terminate. So yeah, basically, looks like there's something happening during lambda type inference, which
yeah.
I have seen a few other bugs on, so I think there's already, it's probably an under-tested part of the system, and so probably a few bugs lurking there.
Yeah, I think almost assuredly.
And also a complicated part of the system, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, the Lambda code in general, I think it would be reasonable to say that most of the people who really beat on Pony a lot more in the early days are not people who've really pushed on the Lambda stuff all that much. You know, an awful lot of the bugs that got shaken out over the last 2 to 3 years came from us at Wallaroo Labs. And at least for day-to-day stuff that we do, I don't think we're using, like, the Lambda stuff pretty much at all because of, you know, performance concerns for that. So, yeah, I would imagine there's still some bugs lurking in there to be shook out.
Yeah, I mean, I use it in like personal projects, but mostly it's just to feel like I'm doing more functional programming. But yeah, definitely not as much.
I like all my programs to function. So I too am in favor of functional programming.
It's significantly better than non-functional programming.
That's right. But yeah, there's some people out there who are really gung-ho for NFP, man. Yeah. Anyway, now that anybody who is
out of the way.
Now that anybody who is listening has stopped, we can start dishing the real dirt after that. But so I put bug needs investigation and complexity requires context on this one. We'll see what happens. Tyus said he was going to look into it. Don't know if he will have time or not, but at least we got a little bit of the tagging on there.
Yep. 3326. This was an issue where I had asked CVIC to tack on some compiler backtrace. And he has done that. And so I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So I think we can move along with our investigation. And I should probably just tell him.
Whoa! Right. Wait. What was that's not a backtrace that I would it ended up in defer reify and okay, the gen repeat, that makes sense. End up in defy reify and then viewpoint replace this. That's so I think this is another one like, I don't think the repeat code has been particularly beaten on. So there's probably like edge casey bugs like this in it as well. I am really surprised by what's showing up in that backtrace. I would not expect that unless it's like, oh, look, this is code which doesn't get beat on very often. And there's just something where it kind of goes off the rails. I don't think this is like a small little logical bug. It looks more like, oops, there's a small little logical bug that sent it down an entirely incorrect path.
Yep.
I don't know how it like ended up there, but hey, there's something to work off of.
Yeah, repeat doesn't get the love that it should, nor does our else statements in loops. So.
Or maybe repeat gets the love it deserves.
I've been using repeat a lot more in my plotter code.
Ah, okay.
Turns out, oddly enough.
I don't think I've ever used repeat.
I find myself using it when I have to interact with something that's built in a way that I would not have built it. So that's kind of what I end up with. Okay. Cool. What else have we got? We've got issue in the Pony tutorial, runtime basics 4.0.
Yes. So the background on this is that Eric opened to add an FAQ for quiescence, which makes sense. We end up explaining it an awful lot in the Zulip, right? And being able to point somebody at it would be nice. But what I pointed out was that I think it's a bit more than just an FAQ for that. And you know what the conclusion we came to, and I think it was Eric, Joe, and I, came to was that really the tutorial needs a runtime basics, which covers, you know, the basics of the garbage collector. There's currently two entries in the appendix for the tutorial, which would be for that. Quiescence, the ACO system, and I believe it was Gordon who mentioned ENV exit code as another thing as well for that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got a document I started writing like a year ago that was like a tour of the runtime and then just never got too far on it. But these are the things that we're at.
If you have that and you want to use, you could open a PR even if it's not finished, where somebody else could grab like that branch and start working on it. If you have something along those lines, that would certainly help move it along a little.
I'll see what I've got. I think it was mostly a cluster of like Andy notes. So,
but yeah. As I say that, I also remember that you have a pattern of mine that you were going to make some tweaks to, and you haven't had a chance yet. So,
life is busy.
Life is busy. Exactly. That was my point. So,
okay. Yep. Okay. So cool. Good idea. And Last Week in Pony on the Pony Lang website. Yep. That is there. I think that covers it for stuff that we have on the list. Is there anything that you think we've missed or that anyone would like to discuss?
No, I don't think so. Do you think you'd have a chance sometime this week to make whatever the little changes are to my pattern that you had for your idea, the array allocation one?
Let me try. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, if you have a chance, that would be great.
I'll aim for that. So the pony, the Groxio stuff.
Mm-hmm. That starts in a couple weeks. He said the middle of November.
So starts he'll. That's when he'll start publishing things.
Yeah, that's when he'll start publishing things. I did a 45-minute call with him last week to go over some stuff to help him move forward on that. He said that there was before he published some of the first stuff, he wanted to run like the outline stuff by me and everything, for just like a sanity check to make sure he didn't get anything wrong, etc. We had one little one where he mixed up his languages between Pony and Crystal with something that was tweeted this morning, and he then proceeded to fix after I was like, I don't know if this is a mistake or not or an interesting interpretation on things. But right. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, that should be exciting to have some more Pony resources out there.
Yeah, that will be very nice. Indeed. And if there are folks out there who want to contribute to Pony in addition to learning, they can come by the Zulip and I can definitely put them to work on stuff. We have tons of stuff to do. I'm really excited that in a couple months to have like this release stuff pretty much done and out of the way in a way that we shouldn't ever have to touch it really again for quite a while. And then I can move on to working on other stuff. That will be very nice. Very, very nice. But yeah. And if there's folks who want to help out with other stuff, we need all sorts of folks, HTML, CSS, JavaScript folks for main.actor, whatnot. We'll see. Something to bring up. Yes. So Paul is away and has been for the last couple of weeks. He's not back until this weekend. So that's why when the Pony Playground went down hard, we haven't been able to bring it back up because it's just running on a personal VPS of Paul's and has been since he set it up a couple of years ago. I put a thing out on Twitter on the Pony Lake account before I went out and paid for a VPS to set something up so that more than just Paul would have like account level access to be able to fix stuff like this. Justin Cormack from Docker pointed me to the fact that Packet provides hosting for a number of open source projects, and I've applied with them to try and get just a small machine that we can run the playground stuff on, which we could potentially also use for other smaller tasks. And if they say yes to that, I mentioned that there's certainly build server stuff, if they're interested in helping us with, that could potentially be really nice down the road. They have like bare metal ARM machines, which would certainly be easier for a lot of our potentially for CI stuff, and just being able to have like machines where we could actually try to fix the ARM bugs by if we have like, you know, we can allow somebody to SSH into a, you know, an ARM development box or whatever. I have no idea where that'll go, but hey, hopefully they'll be interested in helping out. I've met some of them in the past from when I went in there for a Wallaroo like a couple years ago. Seem like very nice people. They provide, you know, some build servers and everything to the FreeBSD folks, the NixOS folks. So who knows? Maybe they'll be interested in providing some support to Pony. There were a few other folks from different places that also do hosting that replied as well. But the Packet one is the most potentially like interesting and alluring. So I'm trying with them first.
Cool. Cool. All right. Anything else?
My cat is insane today.
It's National Cat Day. You should share the cat love.
She is absolutely friggin' nuts. Hold on. Wait, here we go. So it's been like, can I do this? Oh, wait. I have a computer where I can detach. Come on. Okay. So then, right. Okay. Can you see? Can you see Izzy, Andy?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yes. Oh, now she's mostly staring at, like, want to know what I was doing. But can you see the insane tail movement where you know the insanity is coming?
Yes.
And all of the catnip sacks.
She's preparing to jump.
Yep. So, insanity there. And that's all I got.
Okay. All right. I will stop recording now. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our pony and cat talk.
And, I'm glad that Izzy made it onto the cat talk. Yes.
Tune in next week for more pony and more cat talk. All right. Take care.